Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading a farm poem from Joyce Sutphen's poetry. Joyce Sutphen was the Poet Laureate of Minnesota from 2011 through 2021. She grew up on a farm in Stearns County, and many of her most beautiful poems center on farming. Here is one remembering a piece of farm equipment. The Oat Binder. The Oat Binder. First, I had to explain an oat field and how it is green, then gold, waves of it like wheat, but with a different kind of head, and how the oat binder cut down the ripened oats with its sideways sharp teeth and let them fall flat onto the canvas platform, then carried them along under the wooden wings, turning like paddle wheels on a river boat, gathered into bundles, and then, through some crafty sleight of its mechanical hand, tied up the bundle and dropped it back to the stubbled field. Then I had to explain how we came walking through the field to set the bundles together like this. Three pairs, head to head, and one pulled over the top like a hat. We called this shocking the oats, and then I had to tell about the threshing machine and how it was as big as houses and how it lumbered down the hill behind the county's oldest tractor like a tamed behemoth, and how its handlers, Harold and Elmer, were missing parts of their arms and legs. But I didn't tell about the wagons, the pitchforks and the tractor standing back, attached to the long belt that turned the wheels on the threshing machine. And if you touched that belt, it was like touching fire. And I didn't say anything about the pickup trucks waiting to receive the oats and carry them back to the granaries. But I did talk about the straw, as it fell like Rapunzel's hair into a yellow heap. But then I had to explain straw, how it was beautifully flat and smooth, not stiff and scratchy like hay, not something cows ate, and how we shook it out under the cows as they switched their tails in the warm barn while the snows gathered in drifts all around. And I explained about the men in the threshing crew and how they worked from farm to farm, dawn to dusk, only stopping at noon to wash their blackened hands and devour plates filled with meat and mashed potatoes, gravy, dressing, three kinds of vegetables, stacks of bread with butter and jam, pickles, applesauce, and then, of course, pie and coffee. I suppose I mentioned, again, how I helped in the fields until I had to help in the kitchen, and how I hated being the girl who filled the water glasses and served the pies, staying behind to do the dishes before I could go back to the fields. But it wasn't worth complaining now to someone who never saw an oat binder, or a threshing machine, or horse in harness, and who couldn't tell a handful of alfalfa from oat straw, and who probably never climbed a silo. I couldn't decide if I felt lucky or not. What I really wanted to tell you, I said, was how we used to play on the oat binder at the back of the machine shed, and that the light fell into place like ripened oats. What I really wanted to tell you was that the oat binder was as beautiful as a ship under sail, and that it took its sweet time with the field and left all of the gold for us. What I really wanted to say is that I know, yes, how lucky I've been. You have been listening to a poem by Minnesota poet Joyce Sutphen, The Oat Binder, from the collection Carrying Water to the Field, published by the University of Nebraska Press. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available at wdrt.org.